Hi, Jill. Can we start by you telling me a little bit more about your organization?
Sure. I'm with the Immigrant Workers Center, which is an organization in Côte des Neiges, but we work with people from across Quebec, people who are immigrant or migrant to Canada, sometimes people who were born here but experience racial discrimination on labor issues and immigration rights.
Great. Okay. So I've heard recently that the changes to the labor code may not have necessarily been a victory for the temporary foreign workers here in Quebec. Could you tell me some of the main challenges that temporary foreign workers are facing today?
Okay, well, I think just to start, I think that really should be seen as a victory, but it's not the answer to everything. So I just want to, I don't want to downplay how important that was, because until the labor code changed to allow agricultural workers to unionize, that was a serious source of discrimination.
Can you say a little bit more about how the changes to the labor code has improved seasonal workers' conditions?
The thing was, before, up until last year, seasonal agricultural workers were denied the right to unionize, and basically, they were the only occupational group in Quebec that were denied this right. And the basis for that was basically that farms were little family farms. There was a real romantic view of what that was, and as if it was a small, struggling enterprise. But the thing is, a family-owned farm is still a business, just like a family-owned store in Montreal is, or a family-owned factory. It's still a business, and the employers are still employees. So denying them the right to unionize was really excluding them from, the ability to have collective bargaining and have sort of collective force against the employer. The basis for it was, the rule was that if there weren't 3 year-round employees, that they couldn't unionize. And because of the climate in Quebec, a lot of farms don't have year-round people, but they could have 300 employees in the summer. So anyway, it was a big deal to get them the right to unionize, and already farm workers have been unionizing under that law. So now the Quebec government hasn't fought it. It's coming into force this year, and there are going to be efforts, going on strong this summer to try and unionize some of these places. That being said, it doesn't change everything. I think it's a huge victory that now that discriminatory clause in the law is gone, and it was like years of struggle and workers who really took major risks to win that. But as long as the programs still keep people in this sort of really major power imbalance, it doesn't get rid of all the problems.
Elaborate a little bit more about the power imbalance between farmers and their employers.
The people that are coming as seasonal agricultural workers or low-skill temporary foreign workers on the agricultural program, they're still on a really precarious immigration status. So the temporary foreign worker program still keeps them connected to one employer. So if something goes wrong with their employer, they lose their job. They can't just, walk down the country lane and try and work at the next farm. It's a whole immigration process. And in most cases, people actually get deported by the employer, and often with the help of either FELM, which is the agency that arranges for their recruitment, or the help of the consulate. And this danger isn't really gone. So people that are trying to unionize now still face this danger that they could be deported by their employer or some of these other actors. That would be illegal. You're not allowed to do that because someone's trying to unionize. But, if you're already back in Guatemala, how do you prove that? It's pretty hard to do.
Do you think that the designation or the category, perhaps, of the te of temporary foreign workers is easily exploited? You mentioned, in terms of migrant work, there are many challenges and perhaps inequalities. Do you think they find it more difficult to find protection under Canadian law?
The program, because it's seasonal, the workers are sort of rotating. They come here for a season, then they go back to their home country, and they don't have a guarantee of being called back. That's actually one of the things that the unions are really trying to get, if they unionize places, is a guarantee that they be called back. But until that happens, there's a good chance that if you're identified as somebody who's trying to bring a union into your workplace, that guess what? You're not going to get called back the next year. And it's the same thing. Once the workers are back in their home country, it's really hard to have any kind of legal recourse to fight that.
Marie-Jeanne, a representative from the Agricultural Workers Alliance, is also joining us. This alliance is also part of the United Food and Agricultural Workers Canada, who have been central to spearheading the unionization of farmers. They were also the ones to bring forward the court case to win the right to unionize for temporary foreign workers. Marie-Jeanne, what kind of results do you hope to see from unionization? And maybe if Jill could speak to this after as well.
Well, our commissions and our laws were not made for those type of workers, I guess. They're invisible workers most of the time. The people here in Quebec, they go to the supermarket and they have no idea where the fruit of the vegetable they're buying have gone through. But almost everything has been manipulated by them. So they're all over the industry. So, but still, nobody knows they're here. Or some people know, but they're not considered enough, I think, for the amount of the importance of their job. Mm-hmm. And in general, not only for them, but for the Canadian workers also who work in this field of work with like the alimentation and the food processing, they deserve some good conditions because there's some pretty rough jobs out there.
So what role do you think your organization should play in helping temporary foreign workers? Do you think you guys play more of like an advocacy role or a supportive role to help them, for example, assimilate better into Quebec life?
Well, yes, both actually, I guess. UFCW, if they choose to unionize, well, obviously they will see some improvements in their work conditions, sometimes some better salary, better hours. So this is like an economic solution for them and for their families. It's good, but also for those, because it's not always possible. You have to have the union inside the workplace for this to happen. But only if we can get the information in the farms or at the workers, even if they're not unionized, just the fact that they're aware that there's a labor standards in Quebec, that they have to have a break, like it's not okay to be exposed to the pesticides and insecticides and et cetera. So yeah, our priority always is to give them some information and make the services available for them also if they wish to make a complaint or if they have a problem. Which we never wish for, but unfortunately they have some accidents sometimes or some conflicts in the job, etc., etc.
The IWC, what we want to do is try and reach out to more and more temporary foreign workers, because one of the things is that right now there's no organizations that are funded to give them any kind of social support. The way that immigrants can go to a local settlement services organization and get information about, you know, how the social system works here, what benefits there are, what their rights are, nobody is funded to work with temporary foreign workers, even though there's just as many of them as there are immigrants. Mm. So one thing we're trying to do is reach out to them. They're really hard to find. Mm-hmm. And give them information on what their rights are, what their recourses are if they run into problems. And there's a new association of temporary foreign workers that's hosted by the Immigrant Workers Center, where it's temporary foreign workers themselves that are coming together and trying to educate each other, support each other in their struggles with workplace problems and immigration problems. So we're trying to help this association grow as sort of a you know, a support network and an advocacy organization for temporary foreign workers' rights.
Mm-hmm.
There's also efforts to change the actual temporary foreign worker policy.
Oh, really?
Because we feel like as long as this policy is in place, it's really the status that holds people in a crappy position in relation not only to their employer, but to Canada in general.
That's really interesting. Do you think there'll be a movement towards maybe changing that status or amending the category or something along those lines?
I think it's going to be a long haul. If we look at the government right now, the federal government, I think there's very little interest in making any significant changes to this program. And actually, many categories of immigration have been rolled back in terms of rights. So we think it's going to be long, but we also think that, you know, as people start to realize the scale of this program, that there's as many or more temporary foreign workers coming into the country than immigrants, it's a fundamental shift in our migration policy.
Mm.
And I think when people really grasp that, it's going to, you know, get more public reaction on what kind of a society we're trying to have. Do we want one where there's, you know, hundreds of thousands of people held in dependent, precarious status? Or do we want one where if people are coming to work, they're given full rights and full opportunities and full respect?
Definitely. All right. Thank you, Marie-Jeanne, from the Agricultural Workers Alliance, that is with the United Food and Agricultural Workers Canada, as well as Jill from the Immigrant Workers Center.